Hey everyone, welcome back to the channel. Today, we're diving deep into a comprehensive stock analysis of Constellation Brands, ticker symbol STZ, a powerhouse in the beverage alcohol industry. If you're looking to understand whether this stock is a buy, hold, or sell for your portfolio, stick around because we're covering everything from financials to recent performance, valuation, and more. Let's get started with a quick overview of who they are and what they do. If you find this analysis helpful, don't forget to like, subscribe, and hit that notification bell for more in-depth stock breakdowns. All right, let's set the stage. Constellation Brands is a leading player in the global beverage alcohol market, headquartered in Victor, New York. Founded in 1945, this company has grown into a giant with a portfolio of iconic brands across beer, wine, and spirits. Think Modelo, Corona, Kim Crawford Wines, and Svedka Vodka. They operate in the US, Canada, Mexico, New Zealand, and Italy, and they're known for their focus on premium products and innovation. With over 10,600 employees and a market cap of around $25 billion as of the latest data, they're a significant name in the consumer defensive sector. Today, we're going to peel back the layers of their financial health, market position, and investment potential. Let's jump into the details. So, who exactly is Constellation Brands? Well, they're not just a beer company or a wine company. They're a diversified beverage alcohol giant. Their business model revolves around producing, importing, marketing, and selling a wide range of products. Their beer segment, which includes powerhouses like Corona Extra and Modelo Especial, is their biggest revenue driver. They also have a strong presence in wine and spirits, with brands like Robert Mondavi and High West Whiskey. What sets them apart is their focus on premiumization, catering to consumers willing to pay more for high-quality, trendy drinks. They distribute through wholesalers, retailers, and state alcohol beverage control agencies, and they've got a knack for acquiring and growing brands that resonate with evolving consumer tastes. Under the leadership of CEO William A. Newlands, they've been pushing hard into growth markets and innovation. But how does this translate to numbers? Let's break it down. Let's talk revenue. For fiscal year 2025, Constellation Brands reported total revenue of about $10.2 billion. Breaking it down by segment, their beer category absolutely dominates, bringing in 8.54 cents a billion. That's over 83% of their total revenue. No surprise there, given the popularity of Corona and Modelo in the US market. Their wine and spirits segment, under the Constellation Wines and Spirits umbrella, contributed $1.67 billion, which is a smaller but still significant piece of the pie at about 16%. Geographically, the United States is their bread and butter, accounting for $10.02 billion, or roughly 98% of sales, while non-US regions like Canada and Mexico chipped in just $192 million. This heavy reliance on the US market is something to keep an eye on, especially with recent consumer spending concerns. Overall, revenue grew slightly from 2024's $9.96 billion, showing resilience despite some headwinds. But are they growing in the right areas? Let's dig deeper into their earnings. Now, let's move to earnings. Constellation Brands just released their Q3 2026 results, and they've beaten analyst expectations on both revenue and EPS, which is why the stock popped over 4% recently. They reported net sales of $2.22 billion for the quarter, though that's down 10% year over year, with comparable net sales declining 2%. Despite the drop, they outperformed consensus estimates, showing some operational strength. However, there's a red flag. Management noted pressure on beer sales due to economic uncertainty and reduced spending among Hispanic consumers, a core demographic for their brands. This ties into broader concerns about consumer sentiment and external factors like immigration policy impacts under the current administration. On the positive side, analysts are calling this a solid start to 2026, with expectations of recovery if they can navigate these demographic challenges. Let's see what management had to say during the earnings call. Looking at the Q3 2026 earnings call transcript, management provided some critical insights. They acknowledged the volatility in beer sales, attributing it to high unemployment and economic pressures among Hispanic consumers. They're not sitting idle, though. They're doubling down on marketing and innovation to maintain brand loyalty and capture new demographics. They also highlighted ongoing investments in capacity expansion for their beer segment, particularly for Modelo, which remains a growth driver despite short-term softness. On the wine and spirits side, they're seeing challenges with volume softness and rising costs, but they're optimistic about premiumization trends. Management's guidance for the full year will be key, as noted by analysts, since it could signal whether these headwinds are temporary or a deeper issue. It's clear they're playing defense while still eyeing long-term growth. Let's see if their financials back this up. All right, let's dive into the financial statements. Starting with the income statement, Constellation's fiscal 2025 revenue was $10.20 billion, up from $9.96 billion in 2024. However, net income took a hit, dropping to a loss of $81.4 million in 2025 from a profit of $1.73 billion in 2024. That translates to an EPS of negative 45 compared to 9.42 the prior year. What's behind this? A sharp decline in operating income to $354.9 million from $3.17 billion, likely tied to higher costs and segment-specific challenges. Gross profit margin remained solid at 52%, but net profit margin fell to a negative 0.8% from 17.3% in 2024, showing profitability pressures. Turning to the balance sheet, total assets for 2025 were $21.65 billion, down from $25.69 billion in 2024, reflecting some divestitures or asset write-downs. Total liabilities are $14.52 billion, giving a debt-to-equity ratio of 1.34, which isn't alarming but suggests moderate leverage. Current ratio is 1.08, indicating they can just barely cover short-term obligations, and cash on hand is a low $68.1 million, something to watch if operational cash flow tightens. Speaking of cash flow, operating cash flow for 2025 was a robust $3.57 billion, with free cash flow at $1.94 billion after $1.21 billion in capital expenditures. That's a healthy free cash flow yield of 7.5%, showing they're still generating cash despite earnings struggles. Key metrics paint a mixed picture. ROE is 16.6%, decent for the sector, and ROI is 12.9%, showing efficient capital use. But the PE ratio of 20.3 and PS ratio of 2.57 suggest the stock isn't cheap. Dividend yield is attractive at 2.88%, with an annual dividend of 47 cents per share, which could appeal to income investors. Overall, financials show strength in cash flow, but clear profitability challenges. Let's see how this impacts valuation. Now on to valuation. At a current price of $142.51, Constellation Brands has a market cap of about $25 billion and an enterprise value of $34.7 billion, factoring in debt. The trailing PE ratio of 20.3 is below the industry average of 33.57 for beverages, wineries, and distilleries, suggesting it's not overvalued compared to peers. However, forward PE estimates for 2026 and beyond show a declining trend, dropping to 12.59 for 2026 and as low as 8.04 by 2029, indicating analysts expect earnings growth to outpace the current price, potentially making it a value play if those projections hold. Price to sales at 2.57 is reasonable for a consumer defensive stock. Beta of 0.44 signals low volatility compared to the market, which is a plus for risk-averse investors. Dividend yield at 2.88% adds a nice income component. But with recent earnings softness and consumer spending risks, is this price justified? We'll circle back to intrinsic value later, but first, let's assess their strengths and weaknesses. Let's break down Constellation Brands through a SWOT analysis to understand their strategic position. Strengths. First off, their beer portfolio is a massive strength. Brands like Corona and Modelo dominate the U.S. import beer market, especially among Hispanic consumers, giving them a loyal customer base and strong pricing power. Their focus on premiumization across beer, wine, and spirits aligns with consumer trends toward quality over quantity. Financially, their free cash flow generation of $1.94 billion in 2025 shows they can fund growth and dividends without over-leveraging. Their global distribution network and brand acquisition strategy also keep them competitive. Weaknesses. On the flip side, their heavy reliance on the U.S. market, 98% of revenue, exposes them to regional economic risks. Recent earnings show beer sales pressure from reduced Hispanic consumer spending, tied to economic and political factors. Profitability took a hit in 2025 with a net loss, pointing to cost pressures or operational inefficiencies in wine and spirits. Low cash reserves of $68 million could also limit flexibility if headwinds persist. Opportunities. There's room to grow internationally, especially in emerging markets where beer and premium spirits consumption is rising. Innovation in low alcohol or non-alcoholic beverages could capture younger demographics like Gen Z. Further capacity expansion for Modelo, as mentioned in the earnings call, could solidify their beer dominance. Partnerships or acquisitions in high-growth categories could also diversify revenue streams. Threats. Economic uncertainty and high unemployment among core demographics are immediate threats to beer sales. Regulatory risks, like potential immigration policies or alcohol taxes, could impact their customer base or margins. Competition from craft breweries and other beverage giants like AB InBev is fierce, especially if consumer tastes shift. Lastly, their stock performance has lagged the broader market with a one-year decline of 32.5%, which could dent investor confidence if strategic execution falters. Overall, Constellation has a strong foundation but faces real challenges that need addressing. Let's see how their stock has been performing recently. Looking at recent performance, Constellation Brands' stock price is at $142.51, but it's been a rough ride. Over the past week, it's up 6.91%, and over the past month, it gained 4.2%, likely due to the Q3 earnings beat. However, zoom out, and the picture gets uglier, down 13.25% over 6 months, 32.52% over the past year, and a staggering 35.73% over 5 years. Compare that to the consumer defensive sector's 55.83% gain over 1 year and 71.11% over 5 years, and STZ is clearly underperforming. Their industry, beverages, wineries, and distilleries, is down 32.86% over 1 year, so they're not alone, but it's still a concern. Technically, the stock is showing some short-term bullish momentum post-earnings, but it's below key moving averages, suggesting long-term bearish pressure unless fundamentals improve. For short-term traders, a move above $150 could signal a breakout, but there's resistance there. Long-term investors need to weigh if this dip is a buying opportunity or a sign of deeper issues. Let's calculate the intrinsic value to get a clearer picture. Now, let's estimate the intrinsic value of Constellation Brands to see if it's undervalued or overvalued at $142.51. I'm using a discounted cash flow DCF model for this, projecting future free cash flows based on historical data and growth assumptions. In 2025, free cash flow was $1.94 billion, and over the past few years, it's averaged around $1.7 to $1.9 billion annually, showing consistency. I'll assume a conservative growth rate of 3% for the next 5 years, reflecting industry challenges, but also their beer segment strength. Beyond that, a terminal growth rate of 2% seems reasonable for a mature consumer defensive company. Using a discount rate of 8%, factoring in their low beta and sector stability, we can project the present value of future cash flows. I've also cross-checked this with forward PE projections, which suggest earnings growth could lower the PE to around 11-12 by 2027. Let's crunch the numbers and see the results. All right, after running the DCF model, the intrinsic value of Constellation Brands comes out to approximately $165 per share. That's about 16% above the current price of $142.51, suggesting the stock is undervalued and could be a buying opportunity for long-term investors. This aligns with forward PE trends, which indicate potential upside as earnings recover. However, this assumes they navigate current consumer spending headwinds and maintain cash flow growth. If beer sales continue to lag or profitability doesn't rebound, this estimate could be optimistic. Risk-averse investors might want to wait for more clarity on Q4 guidance or macroeconomic trends. Either way, the numbers suggest there's value here if you believe in their long-term story. So, what's the final verdict on Constellation Brands? They're a solid company with a dominant beer portfolio and a proven track record of premiumization, but they're facing real challenges with consumer spending, especially among their core Hispanic demographic, and profitability took a hit in 2025. Financially, their cash flow is strong, and the stock appears undervalued at $140, with an intrinsic value of $165. However, the stock's underperformance over the past year and reliance on the U.S. market are risks to consider. For long-term investors, this could be a dip to buy, especially with a 2.88% dividend yield as a cushion. Short-term, volatility could persist until we see sustained recovery in beer sales. What do you think? Are you bullish or bearish on STZ? Drop your thoughts in the comments below and let me know which stock you want me to analyze next. If you enjoyed this deep dive, hit that like button, subscribe, and turn on notifications for more content like this. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you in the next video.